You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and on the line with me now is City Manager Rory Watt here for our daily update on COVID-19. Hi, Rory. How's it going?
It's going good, Shelley. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Thank you so much for asking. It's good to chat with you. We haven't spoken since about less than a week ago, almost a week ago. So here we are again.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think I've been talking about this as policy week as opposed to case counts. We do have a couple of cases. We're up to 26, and I think we've got 15 people have recovered. We continue to have the virus, but really what's dominating the discussion is the budget and the policy questions on where we go from here. And we'll be looking forward to the legislature taking up the funding question. I think it's a really important one for us.
Can you say more about that? I heard they might reconvene remotely, perhaps, to talk about that.
Yeah, we'd like to do the best we can as Capital City so that they can meet here. But we understand that maybe this time is a little different. But there's a big question about how much authority the governor has to receive federal funds and disperse them. The legislature was skeptical of the governor's ability to veto state general fund and backfill it with the CARES funds. So the CARES funds that's the $2.2 trillion congressional bill. I think for us at the local level, money is all green, and we don't want to get in debate whether it should be general fund or CARES Act funding, but we've got some big bills out there that we think the state should pay, notably on the school bond debt. That's a big issue for us.
What would you say you're most worried about looking ahead? What's the darkest cloud looming there on the horizon?
Oh, I think the darkest cloud, it's going to be the financial picture and keeping everybody together as we make good decisions for the community. COVID is, that's the biggest, darkest cloud. But I think we're working well together to manage the situation, and we have to feel good about that. I don't think we should rest on our laurels or anything like that, but I think we have to feel that the community has cooperated and come up with kind of a community response that's been coordinated. The hit on the economy, though, is just huge, and it's putting a lot of pressure on people for all kinds of different reasons, and it's difficult to make decisions when you're under pressure. So I think, how we manage the economic impacts is really, really important, and that's going to be happening parallel alongside the discussion of how and when do we open the economy back up. And so we've been balancing public health needs with economic needs, and those are two entirely different things, and it might be difficult to resolve competing interests.
They are different, that's true, but wouldn't you say that because we did so well as a community to respond to this and flatten the curve and just follow all the directives, and we were as careful as we could, that will kind of lessen or mitigate the negative economic impacts down the road? Like, it could be worse in a sense?
I think so, yeah. I think, everything that we've done has pulled people together, and I think that's really important. And I think not having a big outbreak, I think a lot of people, say that your best long-term economic output or outlook is by having a good response. So I think that's all true. But it's probably going to be, a long, hungry winter next year for the private sector businesses that rely on seasonal tourism. And, we're not likely to get much tourism this summer from the big ships, if at all. So it's going to be another year before a big piece of our economy starts making any money, and that's going to be very difficult. I think it's going to be tough for us to hold together.
Do you expect any more relief to come to municipalities from on a federal level?
I think so. So they, on the federal level, they keep talking about the different phases of the coronavirus legislation. So the, you know, the legislature will meet to figure out how to give the governor authority to spend that $1.25 billion, which is a lot of money. And there continues to be other pieces of federal legislation. I think there's one out that may happen as soon as tomorrow that will broaden the state's authority, which is what the governor's been after. So that could be a very good thing. And then there are further packages that they're talking about to put money into the small business loan program and the payroll protection program and those other federal programs. So I think there's going to continue to be federal programs. It's such a huge amount of dollars. It's hard to know how far the federal government will go, though. And I think that on the local level, we're going to be trying to calibrate our municipal budgets. And, you know, in the best of times, we have good information and we make good decisions based on that. And, you know, right now we have to be honest that we're guessing a lot about a lot of things. We just don't know how all this will play out economically for sure.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And the one other news item I wanted to ask about, I know we don't know much right now, but it looks like the travel mandate has been extended.
Travel mandate has been extended. So I saw their Facebook post, but I have not seen a date until when. And so that's the mandate that requires the 14-day quarantining. It has complicated rules for different forms of employment. We also expect that the governor today at 5 is going to extend the social distancing mandate. He has not done that yet, and that we expect that he's going to provide guidance as well on opening up different sectors of the economy. He's been on the phone to mayors around the state. He was on the phone with our mayor about half an hour ago, and then he's also been on with the Municipal League trying to get, you know, opinions from all over the state on how people feel about opening up. And Mayor Berkowitz in Anchorage released the Anchorage plan, which looks like a pretty good framework and maybe probably is a starting point for Juneau.
Well, it sounds like we should just tune into the press conference tonight, and you and I can talk a little bit about that some more tomorrow and what that might mean for us here in Juneau. Any CBJ meetings coming up this week?
We do. So tomorrow night we've got we're introducing the municipal budget, and then we have a finance committee meeting after that. The budget, of course, has, you know, big ideas embedded in it. I have put a 10% property tax increase on the table as a potential means to deal with our revenue shortfall. Not surprisingly, I've gotten a lot of negative comment on that. Nobody likes to raise property taxes. I don't either. It's just that we are in a very difficult situation right now. We're going to have to balance, you know, our willingness to pay taxes with our willingness to cut services. So we'll have that tomorrow night. And on Thursday night, I've got a meeting of the Aquatics Board. I've recommended that we put a pause on the renovation of the Augustus Brown pool downtown next to the high school. And pool supporters are not enthusiastic about it. I think they understand where I'm coming from, but those are the next couple meetings that we have, and we'll see how those ideas travel through the public process.
It's tough times. A lot of people aren't getting some things that they wanted and hoped for. But thanks for speaking with me very much, and thanks for your steadiness through all of this, these check-ins every day, and all the meetings that you're holding, and all the things that have been put out on the web. And it makes my job a little easier anyway. So hopefully you're getting some rest and you're taking care of yourself too and able to keep going.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely doing that. I mean, it's tough times, but you know, I think on the budget side, we also should acknowledge that we have substantial savings that we've accumulated over time. That's a really good thing. So it's making the problem less bad. So we're, even though it's a really difficult situation from a budget standpoint, we are financially prepared because we anticipated by building up savings accounts. So it's complicated and interesting and challenging and all those things, but it's certainly not easy. I wouldn't characterize it that way.
Well, thanks again so much for speaking with me today, and I hope you have a relaxing evening, and we'll be back at it again tomorrow. City Manager Rory Watt.
Thank you, Sally, and don't forget to wash your hands. And on a good note, flu season disappeared because everybody's been doing so good at washing their hands. Remember that taking care of yourself takes care of our community.
I won't forget. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.